to stand up for freedom of speech, if you don't want to stand up for freedom of religion, if you're not man enough to stand up for somebody who doesn't believe the same way you do, you either stand by the Constitution or you don't.
WGOW.
Talk Radio 102.3.
All of the bugs.
Oh, you know what that music means. That means that Eric Buchanan is our guest tonight on Shoe in the Chat. I'm Julie Edwards. So glad you're listening to us. Cowboy Joe in there dancing to your music, Eric. Good choice.
I love the song. I don't know why more people don't use that for bumper music. If the song is called Bums on the Radio, I mean, maybe other people are too proud of what they do, but I enjoy being a bum on the radio with that kind of good music.
Well, and perhaps because they don't know the story behind the song, you have kind of an unusual story and how you learned that song, right?
Well, I got to go to a conference in New Orleans. We were out with some friends. We went to Frenchman Street, which is a cool part of the French Quarter, actually technically just outside of the quarter where the local people go hear music. And most places in New Orleans, you know, you can hear a band, you walk in, they don't charge you a cover. We get to this place and the bouncer looks at us and says, it's $10 to go in. And we're looking at him like, $10 to see a band in a bar in New Orleans? Are they any good? And the bartender looks at us and kind of shrugs his shoulders and goes, well, they did get nominated for a Grammy last year. We're going to go listen to this. And they were fantastic. A bunch of kids from Lafayette, Louisiana. They'd been playing together their whole time growing up in school. Now they're in their 20s, and they sing mostly in Cajun French, but it's not Cajun music. It's like college kids rock music, like modern college rock music, mixed with a little Cajun flair, but the words are all in French, except for that one song, Bums on the Radio, that we were just listening to, which is one of their only songs in English.
Before we came on the air, I was telling you one day I'd love to hear a conversation between you and Jeff Styles talking music. Can I have that, please?
I can't keep up with Jeff. There's these little narrow areas. If I've heard of the band and I've checked on the band, I can keep up with him, but he knows so much about so many more bands than I do. If you want to talk about Jen Wigmore, Clary Brown, or Faux-Filet, we can have that conversation.
Gotcha.
If it's not one of those three, it's going to have to be classic rock from the late 60s.
Okay, here's a segue for you. If you want to talk disability insurance, this is your hour.
That's right. Jeff cannot keep up with me.
No.
If we're talking about disability insurance.
You win that conversation every time. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call and talk to Eric about any questions that you may have. We'll try to cover a lot of information tonight, but let's talk a little bit about a different spin maybe on disability insurance, Eric, and that's where it comes to even planning for your retirement portfolio. People might not think about that as a necessary consideration.
Yeah, so one of the conversations I like to have with people who are still working and they come to me and say, you're a disability attorney, you help disabled people get their benefits, and what happens when somebody becomes disabled and has to fight for those benefits? One of the important conversations people should have long before that happens is, do you need that insurance and what's the point of having disability insurance? If you think about what you do when you plan for retirement, you can plan on having a certain amount of Social Security. Hopefully it'll still be around when we get to retirement age. You put money away in your 401k or whatever the pension plan you have at work is, and you count on that kind of income to be there when you get to retirement age. If something happens to you and your family's counting on you for your income and you pass away, you get killed, something horrible happens, that's why you buy life insurance. Mm-hmm. But what happens if something horrible happens to you health-wise or with a big injury and you don't die, but you can't work anymore?
Right.
What fills that gap? What's going to keep putting money into your retirement account? What's going to keep allowing you to invest? But even more importantly, what's going to allow you to keep your house? What's going to allow you to keep your kids fed? What's going to put your kids through college if you don't buy a disability insurance policy? So what I generally tell people is, if you can afford it, if you have the kind of income that you need to protect, that your family is counting on, talk to an insurance agent about buying a disability insurance policy and buy it directly from the insurance company. Do not count on the policy that you buy at work. It makes a huge difference.
Now, is that where this ERISA comes in? Is that why you're saying that?
Absolutely. There's a federal law called ERISA, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974.
Phew.
That's the confusing part. Here's the easy part. If you get your disability insurance, your life insurance, your health insurance, if you get any of those things through work, the law does not consider those to be really insurance policies. They're not contracts. They are employee benefits. And because they are employee benefits, the law treats them very differently. You don't get to go to court and have a jury trial if you've been denied an employee benefit. the insurance company generally gets the benefit of the doubt if it's an employee benefit. You have to submit everything to the insurance company, and the court will only look at what the insurance company had, either what they generated or what you submitted to them. If it's an employee benefit, you don't get to have witnesses come testify in court. So all of these things apply because of this federal ERISA law that say employee benefits are different.
Okay, so walk me through a little bit. You hit your arm on the table, didn't you?
I did, and everything rang in here.
You're not hurt, are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call with your question for Eric. But okay, expand on that for me a little bit. So let's say that my husband is traveling for his work on the way to the airport, and he has a car accident. But it's a work-related injury.
That's an interesting question, because the law in Tennessee generally says if you are injured while you're at work, that injury will be covered by workers' compensation.
Okay.
One question is, if you're on your way to work, if you're leaving your home and you haven't gotten to your place of employment yet, even though you're on your way to work, that an accident during that drive...
That's just your driver's insurance.
That's just your driver's insurance, and it may not be covered as workers' compensation. If you happen to be going to a lunch meeting where you're meeting with your boss down at a restaurant on the way there from work, that's probably work-related if you're in that accident and it's covered by workers' compensation. But workers' compensation is not that much money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult system, and it doesn't necessarily preclude you from being able to get the benefits under your disability insurance. Specifically, if we're talking about your husband, whatever he has at work for long-term disability
mm-hmm.
may be an additional benefit on top of his workers' compensation benefits, but most of those kind of policies will offset for what the person gets in workers' compensation.
Okay.
So if you're supposed to get $3,000 a month for long-term disability, you get $2,000 a month in workers' compensation, you only get the extra $1,000. If you buy a private policy we were talking about a while ago directly from an insurance company, that will not be reduced by your workers' compensation.
Okay. We have a caller on the line, a familiar voice to both of us. Hello, caller.
Hey, Julie. How you doing?
Hey, David Carnes. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing good. Eric, how you doing, man?
Good, David. She's been telling me all your secrets.
Oh, geez, see, that's why I call him to dispel anything.
I haven't told him a thing, David. Don't listen to that man.
You
He's
know,
been in the Miami
all,
Heat.
The show sounds great, and when I heard the topic, I was thinking, hey, that's an environment, and there is a question that I had concerning disability. So is there any policy through Medicare that you can get when you retire, and how does the policy through Medicare compare with one that you would get directly through a traditional insurance company?
Ooh, good question.
If that's a stupid question, I apologize.
Hang on, David. Let's kind of clarify what you're really asking. So Medicare covers your medical expenses. And
right.
when you get to be age 65, you can automatically get Medicare if you've been paying into the Social Security system. For people out there who don't remember and haven't called into this show for a while, I also do Social Security cases, and you get Medicare if you become disabled before age 65, but it only covers the medical expenses. It's not
okay.
an income source. Social Security is how you have an income when you get to retirement age, and Social Security disability is the income if you become disabled before you get to your retirement age. And what we're talking about for in terms of disability insurance and long-term disability, those are ways to get more benefits above what you would get from Social Security.
Okay.
Now, for
okay.
Medicare, when you get to retirement age, you got a lot of choices. There's several parts of Medicare, but once you have Medicare coverage, you can buy an extra gap insurance that fills in some of the gaps. You can also get some of the products that insurance companies sell that give you some more choices. Some of them are for the same cost as your Medicare. Whatever they're taking out of your Social Security for basic Medicare, you can actually get a different insurance policy that may be a little bit better. And then you can buy other insurance that fills in the gap. But it's basically only going to cover your health needs, your doctor's appointments. If you get sick, it's going to cover it when you go to the hospital, that kind of stuff.
And one thing I think is cool is how you can walk, because I think people, I'm a big believer in having people help you walk through all of this stuff,
yeah.
Because it gets very confusing. There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it. There's many, many moving parts. I've been doing this now for close to 20 years, and sometimes I have to kind of roll my eyes and think, am I covering everything I can possibly cover with somebody? And the difficulty is there's Medicare, there's Medicaid for really poor people, there's
yeah.
your private insurance, there's insurance you might be able to get through work if you're still working, even if you're over 65, there's insurance you might be able to get if you're, say, a retired person from the military or if you just have VA coverage. All of those things are just the health insurance side. What you do to protect your income, well, there's workers' compensation laws, there's long-term disability, disability insurance, there's Social Security disability, and they all interrelate in a pretty complicated way.
But is it to David's advantage, like with a life insurance policy, the younger you are, the lower your premium payment? Is that way with disability insurance?
It's like that for disability insurance. It's like that for life insurance. It's also like that for long-term care, which is something mm-hmm. we haven't talked about. We help people occasionally with long-term care cases. So if you can buy a policy, hopefully on your own, but people sometimes buy these policies also through work, that if you become disabled enough, and the way that they technically do that is if you cannot do up to 2 out of 5 of the activities of daily living that most people can do, bathing, eating, dressing, those type of things, mm-hmm. if you're so disabled that you can't do 2 of those, long-term care policies will pay for your either time in a nursing home or will pay for somebody to provide home health care. Those are other policies that people have that I've had to help people with the insurance companies sometimes fight those claims. But if you don't have the policy in the first place, you got no claim to fight, and now what do you do?
Did that help you, David?
Absolutely. And real quick, what were the other 2 things that I should be able to do? Because I was a little nervous when you started rattling those off that I wouldn't be able to do all 5 of them. I can bathe, eat. What are the other ones?
See, it's
forecast.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think what most policies say. It's bathing, dressing, eating, ambulating, and I've had too many Diet Cokes today, and I can't remember what the fifth one is.
I'm pretty sure I can ambulate.
You've got 5 out of 5, David. You're good.
Thank you. That was helpful, Eric. I appreciate it. And Julie, I'll see you bright and early.
See you tomorrow. Absolutely. That was a good question, though.
That was a very good question. Thanks, David, for calling in, if you're still listening.
All right, we got to catch a break, and Reed is hanging on the phone for us. We're going to catch you after this commercial break. Reed, hang tight. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call Eric Buchanan, our guest for the evening.
Bigger than just one show, it's the way we do business. Talk Radio 102.3 FM is live and local, 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. weekdays, WGOW FM.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you, because I've seen it time and time again, that when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506 or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
Did you know that Mountain Oak Vapors has more than 70 flavors to choose from? And in my opinion, the very best new flavor is the Jerry Harvey. It's not just a great name. It's a complex blend that results in the bold taste of bourbon and the sweet taste of honey. Find out more at MountainOakVapors.com.
Well, this is Troy Landry, the king of the swamp. When I'm not hunting alligator with my sons, Jacob and Chase, I listen to Tradio with Nathan Fox, 7 a.m. Saturday, 102.3 FM, the Dog Monster.
Animals in Space is the theme of the Explorer Camp, June 20th through the 24th at the UTC Challenger Center. This camp is for rising first and second graders and will focus on the different types of animals that have been sent to space. Campers will investigate the habitats of space animals on terrestrial terrain and in a zero-gravity environment. Plus, they can take their favorite stuffed animal on a simulated mission to the International Space Station. This 5-day camp runs daily from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., and an afternoon snack and a t-shirt are provided. However, space for the week-long Explorer Camp is limited and will fill quickly when we feature the Explorer Camp as our sweet deal of the week. Friday at 9 a.m., log on to WGOW.com. and purchase your $275 deal for only $137.50. But spaces are very limited, so get there early to snag your sweet deal. Friday at 9 a.m., log on to WGOW.com.
For 50 years, Kawasaki has been defying convention and building masterpieces that have revolutionized motorsports. Come celebrate Kawasaki's breakthrough products like the jet ski watercraft, ninja motorcycles, and mule side-by-sides at the Golden Anniversary Sales Event from April 1st through June 30th. Great financing is available, plus sales incentives on select models at participating dealers.
Visit White Cycle Kawasaki in Chattanooga the weekend of June 11th to test drive a new Kawasaki.
Talk Radio 102.3.
All right, we are back. Two in the chat. So glad you're tuning in. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call. Eric Buchanan, our guest. We've had Reed hanging on the phone for a few minutes, but you've got a musical comment, don't you?
Before we go to Reed, as Joe, thank you once again for doing such a great job of taking care of our playlist and taking care of us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Eric's music here in a second because he's loving it too.
Thank you, Joe.
But I do want to get to Reed's question.
Reed's been waiting. Let's let him in.
Hey, Reed, good talking to you tonight.
Hi, how's it going?
We're fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was took out of the workforce about when I was 55, due to illness. And I had our company had a great long-term disability. They've matched my salary up until I got my disability, which I never did get turned down. I got it the first try. So then they made up the difference from my long-term, from my disability up. And then long-term made, my salary. And she told me at 65, I'll lose my long-term disability, but then I can sign up for Social Security. I don't think I can do that, and me getting disability and Social Security.
Reed, I do follow you, Reed, and that's a really good question. Let me tell you generally how this works. So most long-term disability policies pay until either age 65, or some of the newer ones actually say to normal retirement age. And remember, a few years ago, they changed the rule so that Social Security retirement, instead of being age 65, was age 67. And for people in their 50s and 60s, there was a little formula to tell you what month you get your full retirement from Social Security was. So the long-term disability policy typically is only going to pay until Social Security retirement starts, until you're 65 or maybe 67 if you're my age in your 40s. If you're Julie's like 25, who knows what it'll be when
I'll pay Eric later.
What it'll be when she gets to retirement age in a long time. So the long-term disability will only pay until then. Now, you said you got your disability too. Do you mean your Social Security disability as well?
Yep, I got my Social Security disability.
Right. So typically what happens, let's say if somebody's drawing $1,500 a month from Social Security, their long-term disability, let's just say, is $2,500 a month, but when they win their Social Security, the long-term disability company writes their policy so they're allowed to offset for the $1,500 you get in Social Security, so you're only getting $1,000 from the insurance company and $1,500 from Social Security. And when Social Security goes up every year by the cost of living, the good news is the long-term disability people don't reduce that $1,000. So you still get a little more every year when Social Security goes up. But when you get to 65 and the policy runs out and you're no longer covered for long-term disability, your Social Security disability is also going to run out and you're going to switch to regular Social Security retirement, which is going to be about the same as your Social Security disability. Unfortunately, there's not something to replace that long-term disability. That's why people need to save for retirement, have a pension, whatever it is that's going to make up and have an extra income when they get to retirement age, because otherwise all you have is Social Security retirement.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. In other words, I'm drawing $2,000 long-term disability and $1,055 long-term. Now, when I turn 65, I'll lose that $1,055, and then I'll have to, will they do that automatically, or do I have to go sign up?
Well, you're going to lose the long-term disability when you get to whatever the last year is, either
65
or 67. For your Social Security retirement, you need to go in there, I think, about 3 months before you turn your retirement age, probably 65, and go tell Social Security that you, when your disability ends, you want to switch it over to retirement and start drawing your Social Security retirement benefits.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. They told me that I could sign up on Social Security where I paid in. Said you paid in Social Security, and you'll be able to, you know, replace our money with the Social Security.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to replace part of it. You'll be able to replace the part that was your Social Security disability you're getting now becomes Social Security retirement.
Okay.
You can't get both Social Security disability and Social Security retirement at the same time.
I didn't think she was right on that. That's the reason I called, and I appreciate that.
Sure, and I understand it's a little confused, and I hope I helped you.
There's probably a lot of people out there like that.
I'm sure.
It's a confusing area of life, and the big thing is a lot of people, you don't become disabled multiple times in your life. This is something most people face one time, and having an attorney out there or somebody who can help you walk through that process is an important reason why my law firm does what it does for people is that we know the rules of the game. We understand how Social Security interplays with insurance, how insurance interplays with long-term disability, how it interplays with workers' compensation, how all those things work together, what's the best way to win your case, what's the best way to put the evidence together. And if you're out there on your own and you become disabled, something horrible happens to you, you got enough to worry about trying to get better and try to figure out how you're going to deal with your health issues. And you need somebody else who's going to help you walk through the process.
Yeah. Well, something that dawned on me as you were talking to Reed, and he mentioned that the Social Security disability that he has right now, I think, was about $1,500 a month. We'll use that term,
sure,
that amount. But that then when his regular Social Security kicks in, that figure will be adjusted, and yet isn't your Social Security amount determined by how much you've paid in employment?
Yes, but they don't average against you the years that you're on Social Security disability.
Okay.
You actually, it effectively works out to be very little difference from what you're drawing under Social Security disability to what you're doing in Social Security retirement, because they don't count against you the years that you're on Social Security disability.
Okay.
But they do count against you years that you don't work and you don't get found disabled by Social Security. So if you choose not to work for a while, those zeros get averaged in.
Okay.
It's kind of unfair for at-home moms, you know, somebody who stays at home and raises a couple kids till the youngest.
I did that for 10 years.
So 7, 8, 9, 10 years while you're raising kids, you get those zeros averaged into your Social Security earnings. You can make up for it, but it's hard to make up to get to the whole amount where you're getting your full Social Security.
That's a whole nother show.
Right.
Okay, we got to catch a break. 267-1023, the phone number. Eric Buchanan, our guest for the evening. If you have any questions, Social Security, disability, he is your man to talk to tonight. 267-1023. We're back after this.
If you heard about it at lunch, we were talking about it last week. Ahead of the conversation curve, this is WGOW-FM 102.3, The Talk Monster.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
This summer,
the one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres Wednesday, June 15th, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Benton Sporting Clays is one of the premier sporting clay courses in the Southeast, and this jewel is located just off Highway 411 in Benton, Tennessee. Benton Sporting Clays is open to the public 5 days a week, and they offer 5-stand wobble trap shooting as well as a 14-stand 100-clay sporting clays course. There are 6 stands in a wooded setting and 8 stands in open rolling fields, including tower shots, shots over water, elevated shooting platforms, paved cart paths, and wireless remote clay launchers. Sporting Clays courses are designed to simulate the hunting of ducks, pheasants, and other upland birds. And many hunters shoot Sporting Clays to further their wing shooting skills. Benton Sporting Clays welcomes beginners and instruction is available. They'll even host your corporate, civic, or charitable event. Check out this gorgeous facility online at BentonSportingClays.com. And Friday morning at 9, we'll make it easy for you to check it out in person too with our sweet deal of the week. You'll get one round of Sporting Clays plus golf cart rental, a $55 value for half price, just $27.50. But quantities are limited, so log on at 9 a.m. to grab your sweet deal of the week from WGOW.com.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Talk Radio 102.3.
I could listen to that one all night. Yeah, who is this, Eric?
That's Fofolé, and that is the band from Lafayette, Louisiana. And they were nominated for a Grammy in 2010. Elvis Costello said that they were his favorite album from 2010. They were the real deal for a while. They broke up about 3 years ago, but they had two great albums, and one got nominated for a Grammy.
Okay, I meant to get their name when you were here last time, and I didn't write it down, so I'm not leaving tonight without it. I've got to order something of theirs.
Absolutely. Fofolé.
Fofolé.
Which means swamp fire in Cajun French.
Very cool. All right. Kirk is on the phone with us this evening. Kirk, you've been kind enough to hang around. Eric Buchanan here. What's your question?
I was awarded disability status in 2006 and have been drawing disability since then. I've just recently turned 65. And I'm wondering if I'm obligated to switch from disability to Social Security or if I can continue on disability.
That's a great question. It's what we just talked about a little bit with Reed. And the answer is Social Security will switch you over. And if you have any questions about that, you need to let them know. It's basically going to be about the same amount of money. I rarely see a significant difference in what somebody draws in Social Security disability versus Social Security retirement. Technically, there's a few ways there could be some little difference, but it's not going to be a lot of money difference. And where it gets a little confusing is for somebody like who's my age, who's in their 40s, I've got to wait to age 67, then I can get my full Social Security. For other people, it was age 65. Where it actually is for you, if you're just now turning 65, it might be 66 and 2 months is your normal retirement age.
I think that's correct.
At that point, they're going to switch you over from Social Security disability to Social Security retirement. Where it gets interesting, and this is a good chance for us to kind of segue into another situation that happens to some people, you can still draw early Social Security retirement at age 62. And at age 62, you get a lower percentage than you get at your normal retirement age. At your normal retirement age, you get 100% of what you're going to draw. It used to be at age 62, you would get 80%. Now you get 75%. If you go in at age 62 and say, I really want to start drawing my retirement from Social Security, they pay you 75% of what you would get at your full retirement age, but they pay that to you forever. You're locked in at that 75%. And what I sometimes see people do is they'll become disabled, they'll go tell Social Security they want their 75% because they want some money to live off of, and their Social Security case will go through the process for 2 or 3 years. They finally win their Social Security, and now all of a sudden they're getting something equivalent to 100%. And then what happens when they get to their normal retirement age? And the rule for Social Security is that if they decide that you became disabled before you signed up for the age 62 benefits, that they will undo the age 62 benefits and you'll get your full retirement, you'll get your full Social Security disability, and then when you get to age 66, you get your full retirement. But if you become disabled after you started drawing age 62 benefits, you get your full disability for a while, and then at age 66 or 67, it drops back to 75%. So it's really important that if you become disabled, you talk to an attorney before you go sign up for those early retirement benefits, because it can be a confusing mess.
It sounds pretty confusing to me.
I hope that helped, Kirk.
I did. Thank you very much.
Thanks
I appreciate
for your call.
Your show.
Thanks for your call. You know, I'm glad you reiterated again, Eric, the importance of calling your office, because it is such a difficult thing, and especially in the case of finding yourself disabled. Life changes for you, and it goes from a time of planning and enjoying maybe some future thoughts to just mere survival. And when you're in that mindset, you're not thinking. You just can't think of everything for yourself, and you need someone to strategize with you.
We were talking about this earlier. It typically doesn't happen to a person more than once in their life that, God forbid, you become disabled. It doesn't happen to everybody, but less than 1 in 10 people. But when it does happen to somebody, you're trying to figure out what you're going to do, whether you can ever go back to work again. You're trying to talk to your doctors about whether you can get better or whether your condition is going to be one that's going to keep you from working forever. And at the same time, you're now all of a sudden having to deal with this Social Security bureaucracy and disability insurance companies that have very complicated, detailed rules about how they're going to decide if you're entitled to benefits. That's not what you need to spend your life doing.
And on top of that,
it's figuring out those rules.
If you're disabled, you're hurting. You're having to adjust how you live. There's a psychological component to all of it. It's very difficult.
And there's a psychological component to deal with the pain.
Right.
And there's a psychological component that when you somewhat lose your identity, that Julie, you would no longer be Julie the TV personality.
Right.
You'd be Julie the person who's stuck at home because you're hurting so bad you can't get out and do what you used to do. What would that do to your mindset? That's horrible. I can no longer be Eric the attorney. I'm now Eric the guy sitting at home dealing with pain. It's psychologically devastating sometimes.
Listen, I walked it for almost 8 years with one of my older daughter who had a medical condition that we could not get to the bottom of, and it was my every breathing moment was figuring that stuff out, and it was at times very depressing and difficult. So I have a lot of empathy. Okay, we have Joe on the phone. Joe, thanks for your call.
Yes, I'm self-employed. Oh, thank you very much for all your advice. It's really good. And I'm self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 80 years old. I'm still self-employed.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, hey, I have a long way to go. And each year when I file income taxes, I have self-employment tax, which is Social Security. And how each year I pay into Social Security, and I've done that since I was 65. How does that affect my benefits? Because I did take my benefits when I was employed at 62. Then at 65, I started my own business, and I've been self-employed since. But it doesn't seem like it's really affected my monthly benefit too much. And it may not. May be incremental over the lifetime of my earnings. But I'd like to know, when a person is like me, 80 years old, you're paying Social Security as self-employment tax every year, how that affects the income that you get. But I'm going to hang up and just listen. Thank you.
Yeah, Joe, that's a great question, and thanks for calling in. It's an extremely complicated formula that Social Security uses to determine how much your benefits are going to be based on your income. If you're already drawing the benefits and you're paying in more to Social Security because you're of retirement age, but you're old enough that you're still allowed to earn money and pay in, you're effectively already getting most of the benefits that you're going to get under the formula. So the math really weighs against you in a way that your extra earnings are only adding a small percentage, an extremely small percentage. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but just generally speaking, if you're out there paying $1,000 a month and earning $1,000 a month, Social Security might give you credit for something like 40% of that. The next $1,000 a month, they only give you 20% credit for that. The next $1,000 a month, they give you like 11% credit. The next $1,000 a month after that, it's like 5%. And then you get to where you, if you make about $115,000 a year, they're giving you like 2% and then no credit for that. Well, your history of earnings throughout your lifetime has already taken account for all those years of you paying into the system that you're close to the maximum that you're going to get based on your income. So when you pay a little more income into the system as a retired person, there's not much left in the formula to add to your benefits, if that makes sense.
In other words, Joe is 80 years old, self-employed, still working, still going at it.
And the Social Security rules are not going to give him very much credit mathematically for the extra income he's paying in, for the extra taxes he's paying. Okay. It doesn't help him that much.
So if he's enjoying it, great.
Absolutely.
But don't do it for monetary sake. At least in terms of the benefit.
The rest of the income he gets to keep, that's the point.
Right.
Is it unfair that he's having to pay Social Security taxes at the age of 80? Oh, heck yes.
Mm-hmm.
There probably should be a time when we should
say... Why isn't there?
Because the government needs the money to pay everybody else's Social Security benefits. We're getting close to the point in history where Social Security is not going to be able to bring in enough money to cover the money that's going out. And there's tough things that are going to happen in the next few years. Hope we have good leaders who can deal with these issues.
It's going to be a challenge. With the disability insurance, let's kind of stress again what you were saying, because at the beginning of the show, you were talking about maybe going to the insurance company directly, not going through your employer.
Right.
But taking a look at some policies to essentially hedge your bets and protect yourselves, because you can't know when disaster is going to strike. So do you have some companies that you... like, or that might be an unfair question.
Extremely loaded question to ask on the radio, and let me answer it this way. I have my disability insurance through Northwestern.
Okay.
I have a hard time recommending a disability insurance company to anybody other than that.
Okay.
Because I have litigated against so many other insurance companies.
That was unfair. Sorry.
And I can't say that I've never had an issue with Northwestern where I've had a client come in with issues, but we've been able to resolve all of those without having to take them to court. I don't think I can say that about any other disability insurance company that I've seen for long-term disability. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting thing that we run into all the time. Everybody sees the duck on TV, Aflac.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've never had an Aflac case come into my office because Aflac generally only covers short-term disability,
mm-hmm.
6 months, maybe a year, maybe 18 months if you find one of their policies that still covers that. Typically, those insurance companies that sell short-term disability, it's cheaper for them to pay those cases than it is for them to worry about how much money they're paying out over time.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, a disability insurance company that sells you a policy that's going to pay you $3,000 a month for the next, you know, in your case, 40-something years till you turn 65, that's a boatload of money to that insurance company.
Right.
And they're going to look really hard into paying your claim after a year or two. If you're still disabled after a year or two, they're having to put, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in reserves that they can save if they deny your claim. That's why I have such a busy practice. People buy these policies. You need these policies. If you don't have the policies, you don't have the money to fight over in the first place. But the insurance companies, they know that if they deny that claim, they can save that money, not just the $2,000 a month or $5,000 a month, but all the money they have to save in reserves to pay the future benefits. They can move that money over to the profit column if they deny your claim.
When you're looking at a policy, like a life insurance policy, where you would be able to determine, do you want, you know, term life versus a full life policy? Do you want this amount of money versus that amount of money? Same for disability insurance?
Yeah, if you go to a private broker, a private insurance agent, ask them about disability insurance, there are significant features that you can negotiate. For example, do you want a COLA? And what I mean by COLA, cost of living allowance, cost of living increase.
Mm-hmm.
If you, at a young age, lock in $2,000 a month, well, what happens in 25 years if you become disabled then? $2,000 a month is not going to be very much money.
Right.
So they have two different ways. They'll have increasing benefit options so that each year for several years your benefit goes up. So next year it'll be $3,000, then $3,500, then $4,000. And then there's a COLA that if you become disabled, $3,000 a month right now might be enough you can live off of. I mean, if 15 years with inflation, that's not enough. So a good policy that you can pay extra for might offer a 3% cost of living increase. Once you start getting the benefits.
Gotcha.
Those are the kind of features to look for.
And this is why you have to call Eric Buchanan, because there is so much to consider. We've got Deddy on the phone. We're going to take a break, come back, and get that question in. 267-1023, the phone number for you to call Eric Buchanan, our guest.
There's lots of white noise out there, black, red, orange, purple, polka-dotted noise, too. The audio that comes from our station isn't just noise, it's the stuff you'll tell your friends about. This is Talk Radio 102.3 FM, The Talk Monster.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West, trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim can be hard without the right help. But I'm standing here with the right help, attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard. There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in. My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
This summer,
the one, the only Mr.
Jay Leno. Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres Wednesday, June 15th, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Kevin West here. Do you have a disability insurance policy? Good for you if you do, but I can tell you, because I've seen it time and time again, that when you have a claim, all does not necessarily go smoothly, not even for doctors or business owners. You can be very good at what you do and still be completely baffled by the insurance company. That's why I want to introduce you to Eric Buchanan. That's what he and his team do, deal with disability insurance companies.
Kevin, you'd be amazed at the number of calls I get after very smart people have spent time and money dealing with insurance companies themselves and are denied the disability benefits they deserve because they don't know the rules. But I do. We help people get long-term disability benefits they deserve. Before it's too late, call me. My team has clients all over the country, but I'm right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. I'm Eric Buchanan, and I can help.
Call Eric Buchanan and Associates and let them make life easier. 634-2506 or find them on the web at BuchananDisability.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Talk Radio 102.3 WGOW.
Hey, this is Julie, and I hope you're enjoying Chewin' the Chat. Don't forget that all of our guests receive complimentary breads and desserts from our fantastic friends at the Bread Basket. Three locations: Hickson, Signal Mountain, and East Brainerd. Also, I'm a huge animal lover, so don't forget to shop at the Humane Society's Second Chance Thrift Store. You'll find it at 3807 Ringgold Road, right next door to Amigo Mexican Restaurant. All right, we got a few minutes left with Eric Buchanan. Get your forecast in for you real quickly. Always the kind folks at River Tech Heating and Air. Bring you your forecast on these Wednesday and Thursday nights. Chew in the chat. Pretty much the bottom line, it is going to be hot. You can tell we are heading into Riverbend week. Not really any rain in the forecast. Get out there and water your plants. 92 for your high on Friday, 87 tomorrow. The weekend hot, 94 if you're heading downtown. You can give them a call at River Tech Heating and Air. Your air conditioner might need a tune-up. They're happy to help you. 702-5423. Okay, we have Deddy on the phone. Hi, what's your question for Eric?
I don't have a question. The thing was, the last gentleman that called in that was 80 years old, he had questions about continuing working.
Yes.
I can explain that. I used to work at Social Security office. I can explain that probably a little bit better than Eric did, if you want to hear it.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to hold on a second, we have a caller with a question. Can you, Eric, you make the call here.
That's fine. Let me let David get his question before we run out of time, and let me also say one other thing. If we don't get a chance to cover everything tonight, or I didn't give a good enough explanation, there's information on my website. It's www.buchanandisability.com. Our office is on Macaulay Avenue in downtown Chattanooga, and our phone number is 423-634-2506 if anybody has any further questions. And David, let's go ahead and take your question real quick, and then we'll see if Daddy, we get time to work that in.
Thank you. My voice is about shot from laryngitis here lately, so bear with me if you can.
We can hear you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm calling in regards to my wife. She's on her appeal trying to get her disability. We have not had legal representation, which shame on us. But she's got an unusual situation, is what we've been told. She started having problems with her feet, and they keep breaking, and she hadn't been able to work, and this has been going on for 6 years. Mm. She's had multiple surgeries, and it went past 3 years. We kept hoping that she would, after convalescing, she would get better and be able to re-enter the workforce. But now her doctor's taken it in front of the medical boards at UT and several other places, and it's an anomaly that they can't explain.
So
she's been turned down, and I don't know how to go about this. They tell us that it should have been done within 3 years of the injury.
Well,
what can I do?
Well, David, if your question is what can you do to make sure that she gets her disability benefits and then gets her Medicare sooner rather than later, is to make sure that if Social Security turns her down, you have 60 days to appeal, and you need to do an appeal, not file a new application. When she gets turned down the second time, you have 60 days to appeal, and then you get to go in front of a Social Security judge. Always make sure you're appealing, not filing a new application. It might be something you come to my office, call us. We can walk through why your case hasn't gotten there that far. But one important thing to know is from the time that Social Security first pays you a check or that they pay you a check back to, you can get Medicare 2 years after that, so that if it's been 3 years that you've been going through the claim process, by the time you win, she's probably going to get Medicare right away to be able to get the medical treatment to cover all these things that you have going on. But you got to win the Social Security case. And to win the Social Security case, yeah, you can appeal it on your own, but I would highly recommend calling an attorney. If you want to call our office tomorrow, I'm sure we'd be glad to walk you through and figure out what's going on.
Do you have pen and paper, David? Do you want his phone number?
Yes, and the problem I've had, we contacted an attorney about it, and we never actually got to speak to an attorney. They kept pawning us off on other people that worked there in the office.
Well, you got Eric.
And it's a difficult thing to explain to someone. So if
at
I
my, at my,
I
at my office,
actually speak to you, I would be willing to do
hey,
that.
Hey, David, let me answer the question this way. I get a lot of phone calls on the air. I get a lot of phone calls in my office, and I have a specialist, a paralegal whose full-time job it is to gather the information that we need in order to help somebody so that our attorneys can spend the time actually helping our clients and making sure they're winning those cases. So if you'll call my office, we've got a paralegal whose full-time job it is to get that information, take it to an attorney, and make sure we get the answers to you that you need to help explain it to you. So sometimes, yeah, you're not going to talk to an attorney because I might not know the answer. It makes a lot more sense for my paralegal to get the information so I can go look it up before I talk to you. We've only got a couple minutes left, and I kind of would like to hear Daddy explain this real quick, and it'd be rude to him to cut him off if you're okay with that, Julie. I want him to educate us about what happens when the man's 80 years old and he's still paying into Social Security, why his benefits aren't going up very much. Daddy?
All right. On retirement, when you file, they take all your earnings. They do what they call indexing them. They take the lowest, they index them, they take them, and that means they do it from inflation from the old years. They bring it up to what it's worth today. Once that's done, it's locked in for 35 years. Once you retire, that 35 years is set. But if you continue working and one of your new years replaces one of the old years, then they will recomputate the benefit for you. And every year that you replace one of the new 30 or the old 35 years, it's recomputed. But if the new years do not do that, then it stays the same. You just get the COLAs.
So if one of the new years replaces a year that's really, really old but got indexed to be a higher amount and a new year is less earnings, can your benefits go down or only replace it if it's a higher amount?
It will not go down. It will only replace if it's a higher year and make it go up.
I got you, but not very much because it's affecting a year from 35 years ago.
Well, not 35 years ago, the best 35. That could be end of years.
Right.
Okay.
And
if you're self-employed and you went out there and had a gangbuster year and had $100,000 and replaced it at $30,000.
But it's only replacing one of those years.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you for calling in.
That took us out of our time. That was an interesting
call. Very, very interesting. Thank you, Joe.
And
appreciate it.
Give your phone number one more time for David.
423-634-2506, or you can email us through our website at BuchananDisability.com.
Cowboy Joe, thank you. Have a great night.
WGOW, FM, Sunny Daisy, Chattanooga.
A Cumulus Media station.
A terrorist attack in